It was a cool gray night in the city of Los Angeles. Rain had been pouring against the windows of the Geico building. My name is Bill Thomas. I'm from Britain, but lived in Chicago. Had to work double overtime because of my cool boss. He had a strange tattoo of a skull that seemed to be taunting me. My boss was Sammy Perez, a horrible man. One day, we had gotten into a fight about something I can't remember. He hated me from that day on. Thunder had crackled overhead, and my boss laughed a crazy laugh. He then yelled, "Get out of my sight!" I grabbed my jacket and left into the wet world.
David Parker, a man of good, a man of hard working. He was out late working in a building. David was working in a corporate building. He didn't get paid much, nor did he get promotions. David then was forced to leave by the janitor. David left that night, going to his apartment in the south side of town.
The meanest boss around stood in his office doing paperwork. Suddenly, he felt a sharp jab where his tattoo was. His vision became blurry. He heard glass shatter. He looked over his skull tattoo. He stumbled about, realizing that his tattoo smirking back at him. Sammy did have two hallucinations in the past couple of years. Oddly, after he got that skull tattoo, he bumped into objects and crashed onto the floor. He quickly got up and started to the window. Rocking back and forth, he took a free fall from the top floor. He toppled and flipped and was coming back as fast as the rain. Sammy gave an evil smirk before he crashed into the ground with a thud. Suddenly, he woke up right in the middle of his paperwork. He looked over his shoulder to his tattoo. Where did it go? Nothing was there but a smudge of black. Sammy struggled for a breath. He picked up his jacket, turned off the lights, and left. Sheets of rain poured. Flashes of lightning filled the dark skies.
I slowly walked through the rain. I loved my job so very dear. I stayed in the dark lobby of the building, watching the storm at full power. My cell phone had rung. I looked at it to find it was from my boss. It said, "Window, rain, death." I just looked at it with a weird smirk. Then there was a huge thud. A thud so gigantic it could have been a bomb, lightning, or some person. I peered at my phone. "Window," it had said in bold digital letters. "Rain," it had also said in big black bold letters. "Death" was the last word. I closed my eyes and flew out the door. I didn't care how much it was raining. I had to get as far away from that building as possible.
David Parker logged off on his computer. He just walked in the middle of the storm. Suddenly, he heard screams. Not screams of joy. Screams of death. Looking around, he couldn't find the source. All that was above was a corporate building. Maybe the whole day of just staring at a computer screen is getting to my head, he thought. David looked down, slowly started down the road to the south side. Crash! A man just slammed into David. Both of them flew to the ground. David jumped up and immediately grabbed the man by the collar. "Who are you?" The man didn't answer. He was just breathing heavily.
My name is Bill Thomas.
What was he doing in the middle of the night, just running away from something?
Listen, you're in big trouble. Run, just run.
David started sprinting away.
Before I had crashed into this man, I got another message from my boss. It said, "Help, help, another hallucination. I think the tattoo is gone." I remember the day and how he got that tattoo. The first day he brought it to work, I never thought how long that day was. I never thought how much that would look at me, never ever taking his eyes off me. I got closer and closer to home. I opened the door and locked it.
David Parker entered his apartment building. He quickly opened his door and locked it. He breathed heavily and wondered what the heck just happened. He heard a buzzer, zzz, signaling that someone would like to come in. He crept up to the camera and saw a man who had been wearing a purse. He let him in. David opened his door slowly. The man walked in and looked around. Suddenly, the door shut. And David took a defensive action. He punched the man in the face and gut.
"What are you doing?"
The man grunted in pain. "Who are you? How do you know where I live?"
"I'm Bill Thomas, the guy you smashed into."
"How do you know where I live?"
"When I crashed into me, you dropped the business card, and that had your address." "Listen, you're in big trouble."
"Why? And how?"
"I'll tell you." Flashback.
Couple months ago, my boss took a dare that was so stupid.